This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think about this for a second. You write a check or you pull out your credit card and you buy a piece of land. And you own it, not for years or decades or even for your whole life, but forever. The business of cemeteries is where we turn today for the latest installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
From Sarah Brinton of La Jolla, California, came the question of how cemeteries make money. Matthew and Vicki Hogue of Kalamazoo, Michigan, want to know if a cemetery can go out of business. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson plots out the answers in New York.
At Washington Cemetery in Brooklyn, a weed whacker sends a spray of grass clippings into the air as the ground crew weaves in between black and gray tombstones that are so tightly packed they almost touch. Manager Michael Samaga stumbled into a summer job here in the late 90s when plots were selling for $2,800 each. A few years later, they'd climbed to $16,000. And now?
People come in, I'll give you $30,000 if you give us a grave. And we're like, if you could give us $1,000,000, we don't have nothing to sell you, you know.
Washington Cemetery is full. It's squeezed out every single possible plot, shrinking the parking lot, tearing up roads, even offering up a small lawn in front of the office.
It's an odd business setup, you know.
Because if cemeteries were people, their working lives would be relatively short compared with their retirement. State laws require that many cemeteries put a certain amount of their proceeds into an endowment to support it once it's full, like a 401k. But while a retirement plan has to support a person for a few decades, this money is supposed to fund the cemeteries forever.
Forever is a pretty big promise.
John Llewellyn worries that it's a promise many cemeteries won't be able to keep. He's on the board of Forest Lawn Cemetery in Los Angeles and wrote a book called A Cemetery Should Be Forever.
Not all cemeteries put aside enough money. Some are not required by state law to put aside money. In other instances, the state sets certain minimums that are inadequate.
Just like people need to sock away as much as possible during their prime earning years, Llewellyn thinks cemeteries should be saving more. He says the best time to do this is 2 or 3 generations in, when the high startup costs of lands, roads, irrigation systems are behind you, and the revenue from sales really starts flowing. Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx is smack in the middle of its prime earning years, celebrating its 150th birthday this year. There are 300,000 people already here and space for tens of thousands more on its rolling hills. Woodlawn's executive director, David Eisen, drives me around, pitching me umpteen different burial options. On the low end, there's cremation.
There are those families that say, just cremate me and I don't care what you do with me.
For a few $100, their ashes can go in a common container.
So you're mingling with other people?
Yeah, I guess. For those that are more socially inclined, I guess.
For the less social with lots more money, Woodlawn has a private mausoleum available for a mere $4.6 million.
The area we're coming up to now is what we consider our Hillcrest Annex. So we are all the time staying ahead of the curve as far as developing new cemeteries.
On a little less than an acre of new space, they'll be able to fit 2,500 new people. Density is key. And by expanding, Woodlawn gives itself more inventory, more time in this middle, lucrative selling phase. Back in Brooklyn, Washington Cemetery looks a lot different from the Bronx. It's under a subway line in a much more urban area, but it's still popular with local residents.
I couldn't, emphasize enough to you how people desperately want to be buried here.
Michael Samada is hoping that a new section the cemetery is opening will help it emerge from its forced retirement.
With the Staten Island section that we open, we'll be good for, anywhere from 10 to 15 years. After that, I have no idea.
It's relatively rare, but cemeteries can fail. On average, 8 cemeteries have been abandoned in New York State each year since 2001. They generally become the responsibility of the town. Samaga says if Washington runs out of money, they'll close the office, cut the maintenance staff, and maybe just keep on a grave digger until all of its reservations are filled. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
We've got more answers to your I've Always Wondered question. Submit your own as well. It's at marketplace.org.